In today's episode, I am talking to those of you out there who are trying to figure out what your next steps in life are going to be, whether it's the direction you want to go, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new business. I'm going to be talking about where you should be starting. We're going to be broaching that subject here on this podcast, so you don't want to miss it. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we're talking to women all over the world who want to do better while they're on this side of heaven. We want to live our best lives. We want to help others live their best lives. We want to be pleasing in God's sight. And if you are here and you've been rocking with me, you are in the right place. I encourage you to make sure that you invite a sister friend. Just tell one person. I've done that before. I'm asking you to tell one person, send this podcast to just one person, because I think that not only will they be blessed, it will also help us to grow. Again, thank you so much for those of you who've been rocking with me since the beginning, since day one, since the start of the year, since yesterday, since today. Like, I'm loving everybody that's been with me for any length of time, because I think that it affords you the opportunity to hopefully hear good word, good messages, good information to help you to grow to the places that you need to grow. If you have anything you want to share with me, the information is in the description. Send me an email. I want to hear from you guys. I do want to hear from you guys. I have something. I'm not even going to talk about what I have coming up. I'm just going to be waiting till I do it, and then I'm be like, it's here, because I've been thinking about some things, but I'm also trying to honor this time that God has told me to just wait on him. That's never easy for me. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. Also, for those of you who want to do a small donation, a large donation, any donation, and for those of you who've already done so, thank you so much. The information for that is also in the description. I so appreciate you. You know, when I started thinking about this particular podcast, about, you know, if you're wanting to do something new, start here. You want to do something different. This is the place to start. And before I kind of crafted what I wanted to say here in this podcast, I was kind of all over the place. Sometimes that happens. I just feel like I don't have what I need to be able to speak life into those of you guys who are listening. But I do think that I have what it is that I need. But I also like to tell you guys sometimes of those struggles, because to let you know that however you think I am, if you think I'm polished, if you think I have it, I don't always have it. And I like to talk about how I get to sometimes the places that I get to let you know that if you find struggles in your area of expertise, or you find struggles in something that you're trying to do to give life to other people, even to breathe life into yourself, it's okay. It's just part of the process at times. We're not supposed to know everything all the time, but if we walk by faith, I think God will meet us there. So I was trying to figure out what it is I wanted to talk about. And I started thinking about, like, people who might find themselves stuck, right? And trying to figure out what their next is. I think I did a podcast, a couple of podcasts ago about, you know, walking into your next, something to that effect. But I'm also wanting to talk about this, you know, from a perspective, and I'm gonna quote something that my pastor said once, is those of us, sometimes those of us who have a lot of ideas, he didn't say it like this, but I'm gonna say it like this, we're in worse shape than those who only have one idea, because sometimes it's hard for you to narrow down what exactly it is that you want to do that might bless somebody. It's not that you have a lack of ideas, you have too many ideas. And what ends up happening is we try to figure out, you know, which one we want to do more of. And but we don't want, but we also think the other one might be equally as good, right? One of the things that I think that can help you in that situation is to talk to someone like myself, who might be business, who has some business acumen, business savvy, who's a strategist, who can help you to hear what it is that you're saying, so that you can get some feedback on what you were thinking. Because oftentimes we can make a lot of things in our own head seem equal, right? We can, you know, like this idea is good and that idea is good. And that could be very true. But based on where you are in time and space and in your life and what's going on, one idea may absolutely be a lot more clear than the other, but it might be much, much more difficult for you to see. So I encourage you to find folks, send me an email. Heck, I'd be willing to help you to try to figure out, okay, this is what I'm thinking. Can you help me? Now, for those of you who think, I don't want to tell anybody because somebody goes steal my business idea, stop. I just want to bless you. Don't do it. Because you know what? Even if we were able to do the same exact thing, people are going to resonate with you the way they're going to resonate with you, and they're going to resonate with me the way they're going to resonate with me. So don't think someone is going to steal your business idea, especially if you haven't had a business that's worth millions just yet. I'm just saying that because that could set some people free, because I remember being there like, I don't want to tell anybody about my book idea. Nobody's going to steal your idea. It's we're little people. No matter how much you've made, we're generally on the little people side. And I'm just saying that to really encourage you. So that's one of the things that I know, is that it sometimes can be challenging. And when you're trying to do things on your own. So I'm encouraging you to have someone that you were going to talk to. Then I started with that. And then I started doing some research how likely is it, you know, to go viral on social media platforms? So, like, I'm gonna tell you what I like to do. I love to ask ChatGPT some stuff. Now, if you're there is so much AI out there that it's really can be overwhelming if you don't know where to start. But one of the most popular platforms is ChatGPT. So I love to ask ChatGPT some questions, and I have learned I've learned a lot about them. But ChatGPT. Takes on the personality of the person who designed it. I don't know if you guys know that, but that is a fact. And sometimes one, you know, you go to it, you start a ChatGPT, and one might be more savvy with research, while another might be more savvy, you know, with design. And I'm not talking about adding one of those things on the sidebar. I'm just saying that's just the people that program it. That's just what happens. That's a longer story that I want to try to make shorter. And so I've also learned that they have personality. So I've talked to you guys before about Shelly. Shelly is who I affectionately call ChatGPT, and Sheldon is who I use for Perplexity. I haven't used Perplexity in a little bit, and I have some other ones, Claude. I use Gemini. I use quite a few of them. But Shelly is very supportive. I know Shelly was created by a female. I don't care what anybody says. And I knew there's males that created, but Shelly is so kind-hearted. ChatGPT is so kind-hearted. ChatGPT always wants to support you. Now Sheldon on Perplexing, he don't care about you. He don't care about you and your feelings. And so Shelly is always, like I said, super supportive. So I asked Shelly, I said, it says, how likely is it to go viral today on any social media platform? Because I'm thinking about people that still want to, you know, build a large business on social media. You want to gain a large number of followers, and you want to, you know, be able to, you know, start with that and then, you know, let that, you know, monetize that and different things like that. Well, I have some things for you with that. And of course, ChatGPT says, or Shelly says, you know, it depends on several factors, the content, the platform. I'm literally not reading all the bullets. I'm just reading the top things, the timing, the engagement rate, the visual appeal, the emotional impact, the hashtags and keywords, the consistency, right? And it's saying if you are aiming for virality, align your content with trends, formats, stay consistent, engage with the audience after posting. It said it can't be guaranteed, focus on those can definitely improve your odds. And so I was like, stop playing with me. I said, I should, because I don't even blame it on Shelly for giving me that answer, because that's really a stock answer, right? I blame it on me for asking a bad question. Did you hear that? I blame it on myself. I said, because I said, I personally don't think it's possible. And I said, I told Shelley, I said, but you make it seem like today it's possible. I said, but it's not because of oversaturation, people, and because there's a lot of people doing what you describe. So I said, how likely is it to go viral and make a lot of money and become an influencer and maybe be able to start a business from it? Because really, people aren't trying to go viral. They're trying. That's the means to an end, right? That's the channel that some people are like, you know, I want to blow up on social media. I want to be able to do it. This person did it. That person did it, without knowing, you know, the pathway they took. So that was I didn't ask a good enough question. Let that be an example to you that sometimes the information that we get from technology is not about technology giving us the wrong answer or hallucinating, as they say, when they just give you something that's off the wall. But it's in you asking it a good question. I'm going somewhere with all this, and I'm going to get there soon. It says, and then she says, you're absolutely right. While it's possible, the odds of sustaining that momentum to build a business, to become an influencer, are lower due to oversaturation and the need to, and the need for more than just a moment. So then she updated. She says, how likely is it to go viral? She said, virality still happens, but oversaturation, right? That there's an oversaturation in it because people know how to use hashtags. They know how to use trending audio. They know how to follow. They're following the same playbook. The platform algorithm, they are designed, period, point blank, to keep you on their platform, not for you as the person taking them off of your platform. And the most of the time, all the time, when that's happening, they're going to give that to people who are paying them to do it. If you want me to take people off of Instagram, you got to pay me to do it. Same thing with Facebook and all the rest of them, right? So then there comes this money thing. And then it says the luck factor. Sometimes it just depends on random selection. I said before in a podcast, probably nearly a year ago, where I had a post. It was just I think it was less than 60 seconds. And all of a sudden, there's 10,000 video views on it. And I was trying to analyze, what did I say? Was it the music? It was nothing. It was the luck of the draw that day. It was literally the luck of the draw. Sometimes that happens. And then she said, how likely is it to build a sustainable business from it? One hit isn't enough. That virality thing is challenging because you got to follow that up. It's like being a one hit wonder in music. You got to follow that up. You got to follow that up or you will lose the traction. Followers don't equal buyers. Now, because I asked a different question and I gave it more context, it said something different. Competition, revenue streams take time. Is it possible to become an influencer? It says consistency matters more than virality. Consistency matters more. Authenticity wins. Micro influencers are growing, and those are audiences between 5 and 50,000 people. Can it lead to a business? Well, it can, but you still need infrastructure. You still need the content to drive the business, which takes time. You still need a monetization plan. What I love about this, and I won't go into any more of it. What I love about this is, let's just talk about what we need to talk about. The truth about, you know, how can we get, you know, going where it is that we want to go. So I was thinking about, you know, social media. And then I said, then I was talking about how much money do you actually need? Because that, my friend, if you are confused about where to start, this is one of the places that you have to consider starting, is looking at the money. Because one of the most researched phrases, one of the two most researched phrases on Google, YouTube, is how to start a business with no money down. How to start a business with $100, right? Those are the things. And you know what? Everybody's searching those because everybody wants to try to start a business on $100. And you know what? It's not sustainable. I love to be able to tell people the truth about what it is that you're, where you're trying to go. If that's what it is, I really want you to get a job or keep a job that probably not going to pay you your value so that you can allow it to be your first business partner, excuse me, or your next business partner, right? So it says, so Shelley says, general startup cost, general. So like a service-based business, like your coaching or consulting or freelancing, even that has about a $2,000 to $10,000 $10,000 starting range, right? You need software, you need branding, you need website, depending on what you're trying to do, especially if you're trying to go to high-end clients. You can't have a low-end website at trying to attract high-end clients. That might set somebody free right there. It's like, we want to build this business, but we don't have enough money to build the business. Don't build the business. That's okay. And I know this is sounding negative right now, but I'm going to get to it, I promise. I'm trying to uncover some of these myths. E-commerce or product-based business, like selling physical or digital products, $5,000 to $25,000. You probably can do lower with digital products, but then it's going to take your time to design, put those things together, record, whatever the case may be. Online courses, yes, you can start them for free, but really, when you really want to get it going, $3,000 to $15,000. This is just what Shelly is saying, because then you got to do the video production, you got to do things like Thinkific or Kajabi, which Kajabi is way more expensive monthly. You got to do ads, you got to do branding. Brick and mortar, you already know what time it is for that, especially if you are purchasing a franchise, right? Like, and then there's those ongoing costs that, you know, just like buying a house, rent, utilities, all those types of things, permits, insurance, hybrid types of businesses, anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000. And then, so she says, like, wait, I was just about to skip this. It talked about the administrative costs that you have monthly, the marketing and branding costs, the tech stack that you need, which is your technology, the initial inventory and equipment, the emergency fund, like, it's a lot. It really is a lot. And the reality is that, you know, a lean startup is anywhere between $5,000 and $15,000. And watch this. I don't even necessarily want that to be on your credit card. I don't want it to be, because if it doesn't work out in the amount of time that you've given yourself, then where would you be paying a credit card back and still trying to make money? One of the things that happens way too much is that we put too much stock in trying to start a business on a shoestring budget. I'm going to say, like my girl said it, I said what I said and I'm not taking it back. And I've done it, right? Trying to start a business on a shoestring budget. And it is very, very challenging. So if you are confused as to where it is that you should start, Here's what I want you to first understand. As I was talking about, first of all, we need money, right? We're going to need some money. Try to get as close to a minimum of $5,000 as you can. You're going to, and because here's what we end up doing. We don't have the money. We don't have the time and we don't, it's just not easy for us. We don't have a name or a brand. We don't have the money. We don't have the time. We don't have the name or brand yet. Because people who have a name or brand, they could do things a lot easier, but they had to build to that place, right? And all of this is okay. It is okay, because sometimes entrepreneurship is really hard. Going viral is dead. Low money and low cost and low time, and we want it fast. That's just a recipe for a disaster. So what is it that we should do? The first thing is slow down. That's the first thing. Slow down to speed up. Slow down to speed up. Slow down to speed up. We need to do research. There are way too many platforms, way too much artificial intelligence out there, way too much that we can even pay for on a smaller level to get some good market research before we get started with something. But we really have to slow down. And what my thing to you, number one, is to ask yourself, what foundation can you set for the next year? Give yourself a minimum of a year, right? Give yourself a minimum of a year. So what I decided to do, for example, is I said, I just want to see if I can stick with my podcast for the year. While I changed the cover a gazillion times and changed the intro several, like five times, and changed almost the topic, it was always women and always had a spin for believers, right? It was always talking about money. It was a startup. It was launching. It was all that type of stuff. But keep going, right? So Can you do something? I'm telling you about stuff that I'm actually doing. Can you do something for a year? It'll be a year on in less than a month. So from the time of this recording that I've done this podcast, not trying to monetize it yet, not trying to, connect with big influencers. I did have some guests. I need to get back to having some guests. But what can you do for a year? What can you stick with? Because I'm telling you, if you can't find something that you're even willing to stick with for a year, the question is, why are you doing it? I don't even care if let's just say I'm talking about business right now, but let's say that you want to finally get into a relationship. Let's say you haven't been in a relationship, you want to get into a relationship. Give yourself a year to change many of the things that you're doing. So let's say, I stay in the house a lot. Now I got to go out. Now I may have to take myself to the movies. Now I may have to go shopping at Macy's in the men's department just because there's men there. I promise there really are, but that's not what it is that I'm going to do that I do. Anyway, I'm off track. But do something different, right? Doing something different. Decide if I want to do a dating app or decide some things like that. But give yourself a year to do it. Right? I believe that God blesses us when we exercise our faith. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So if these are the things that we want to do, then we have to give ourselves the time to do it. Now, when I say give yourself the time, I'm not just saying, just like, okay, I'm going to do this for the next year and then you do nothing. You thought about it, you started, but you didn't keep it up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a plan for yourself over the next year for whatever it is that you want to do. Even if you're confused, right? Like if you're confused as to what to do, read some books that's going to help you not be confused. Search it. What business book should I get if I don't know where to start? Just start reading some. Find out what the top business books are. Just start reading, because that's the next thing that I'm talking about. Number two is, what do I need to learn or see God for over the next year? What do I need to learn? What do I need to put in myself? I learned that as a coach and a consultant, one of the things that I oftentimes would fail at is I would be giving and not putting anything back in myself. I would be giving all that I had. I would be helping people past my capacity. I'd be doing that. And then at the end of the year, come about month 10, I'm burnt out because I wasn't feeding my soul. So I'm asking you, what are you learning? One of the things, find you some more podcasts. Definitely listen to mine, but find you some more podcasts for people that are talking about things in line for what it is that you want to do. That is something that's very helpful. Number three is, ask yourself for whatever it is that you want to do is how much money you're going to need to be able to do it. If you say you want to lose weight, how much money you're going to need to be able to do that? Maybe it just costs you the membership at the gym. Maybe you need some better running shoes. Maybe you want to get into a 5K, even if you want to walk. Maybe you want to start swimming. It doesn't matter. Maybe you want to start eating better, and eating better costs more money. I said it, because I'm vegan, and vegan costs way more money to eat than it does to be eating meat. That's just the truth, right? Like, whatever you want to do, find out how much money is going to take you and get on that path for the next year. And this, my friend, is only the foundation. And that's what ends up happening is we have so many, microwave generation folks or microwave generation businesses where people just want to do it fast. They want to do it in a hurry and don't want to put in the time or the effort. And if it hasn't worked after 90 days, then that was a terrible idea. Let me go to the next idea. It's because we didn't give ourselves enough time. Right? We didn't give ourselves enough time. And that's why I say, if you give yourself more time, then you're benefiting yourself more, because you have to keep your feet to the fire. You have to keep going in the direction that you need to go in order for you to see the success. So how much money do you need to do? That's the same thing as I'm saying, as far as business is concerned. And even if you're starting that business, how much money do I want to make over the next year? But again, it's still the foundation, because even if you want to get people to know, like, and trust you, they have to get to know, like, and trust you. So you have to be out there, whether it is on social media, just to have a presence, even if you're paying for it, still need to have money, right? You see how this stuff all comes together? Then number four, I want you to find out the amount of time you want to carve out. Now watch this. I said earlier that there are a lot of us, we have low money, we need to hurry up and make money, and we think entrepreneurship is the way to do it. That, my friend, is a recipe for disaster. Tried it, done it, bought the t-shirt. It doesn't work. And even if it works for, I know somebody it worked for, one person it worked for. And they may not even be telling you the whole story, right? You haven't seen their suffering. You haven't seen how long they were at the grind. You haven't seen those types of things, right? So you have to be able to carve out time. And the reality is that I've said it before, you can't give what you want to be your primary thing, your primary outcome, your worst time. If you're trying to work out and you are exhausted at the end of the day, don't try to work out at the end of the day. That just doesn't make sense. If you are trying to write a book and in the mornings you are working with the kids more and getting everything ready, well, that's a terrible time to try to write a book. Right. So you have to carve out better time. And if even if you start out saying all I have is 15 minutes right now to try to start a whole business, that's not going to work. But I'm going to tell you what's going to work. Start now with 15 minutes, because then you can grow that to 30, and then you can carve out a little bit more. And then you can be like, well, you know, I could keep this TV off and do some things, or I can cut this off and I can stop doing that. Start where you have to start. Find that time that you need. Keep carving over the next year. By the time you look up, you will have made so much progress on where you want to go and what it is you want to do. And the last thing, I've alluded to this in, you know, within this particular podcast, but I'm going to say it directly, is asking yourself, how can technology assist you? Listen, if you are not using technology in your business, you are behind. It is impossible in today's day and age to not use technology in your business. I don't even care what it is you're doing. And actually, I would like somebody to argue me down. I would actually like to hear you. And I actually would like to be wrong about this. I'm telling you, what it's going to help us do is to go farther, faster, to help us to learn information quicker, is to be able to use technology. My girl Kia sent me a video the other day, this gentleman that was talking, and he said, if you're going to start a business in 2025, you're going to start a business now, start a tech business, do something in technology, because I'm telling you, that's the wave of the future. If you're not already thinking about Web3, if you didn't know Web3 existed, you know now. Right? Like you have to be thinking about that. Web3 might be, if you're not like a nerd in that type of stuff, that might be a little bit farther, but I'm telling you, you got to go over there anyway. We all have to go over there. Right? But you have to be thinking about what's the future. Many of the things, like when I'm starting to think about coaching and consulting again, you know, wanting to be able to help people, it's got to be with something for the future, because it's already impacted the coaching and consulting to just help women who want to become their best self. There comes a dime a dozen. So what's going to make me be carved out if I want to redo my coaching and consulting business? Then I got to find a niche. And for me, I keep looking at technology, because that's the wave of the future. This AI is confusing. People don't know what to use. There's so much out there. How do you vet it? Where do you go to get it? All that type of stuff. Now, if I'm thinking, man, if I could really begin to help people with that type of stuff, that would be something that's awesome, which I think I'm going to do, by the way. I think I'm going to start giving some talks. Maybe what I'll do at the end of the podcast or something, I'm going to say what I learned in tech today. Maybe I'll start doing some of that type of stuff. I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go, but we will see, because I'm geeked out about all this tech and I'm overwhelmed. And so in order to not be overwhelmed, I'm going to keep doing it so that I'm not overwhelmed. That's what the recipe is. So if you were taking notes, I said the five things that if you want to start doing something new, you want to plant something new, you want to begin to do something where it's like, I don't know where to start. Start right here. Start with the foundation you can set for the next year. Start with what you need to do, what you need to learn or seek God for. Start with figuring out how much money you're going to need over the next year. Start with time that you need to carve out over the next year, and start with figuring out what technology you're going to need over the next year to help you to get where it is you need to go. That's what I got for you today. I hope that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit. I am hopeful that it's something that can help you start thinking in the direction that you need to go, regardless of what it is you're trying to do, regardless of what it is you're trying to start. I'm praying for you. I'm seeking God for your greatness. And I'm hoping that you will decide today that you are going to be great on purpose. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.